eye of the tiger. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam. Well, hello.
What's up?
And the heck?
What's up, culture makers?
What's up, culture makers?
My name's Brittany.
And my name is James.
And we're so excited to have you on this week's episode of
Culture Makers. Where we make culture, we don't fake culture.
Ooh, I like that. Can we get the little hashtag going on in the comments section?
Oh yeah, come
there on. There we go. Are you ready? I don't think you guys are ready. This week was popping with all of the pop culture, all the things.
Ooh,
it's happened. It's happening.
On.
First things first, Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker are married.
Wow.
Full-fledged married.
Congratulations.
And the family celebrated during the weekend in Italy. Mm. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but the fashion was interesting. It's just like when people want to go travel, they're like, oh, I'm going to wear something like it's just crazy.
Is that also the way you do it when you travel? Do you try to?
No, not really. Yeah. I just kind of bring my clothes in my closet.
Yeah. When I travel, I basically wear what I wear when I'm just at home.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm going all comfy.
Yeah, no.
I'm not trying to impress anybody.
Gothic.
Oh.
Crazy. Oh. Wild.
Oh.
And you're just like, oh.
That's amazing. Well, marriage is a really beautiful thing, so all the well wishes to you all. Hopefully, it's a great time.
Well wishes. Thank you, Kardashians. We love you.
Making fun of me because I said well wishes?
Well wishes.
Wow, okay.
Baby news!
Riri
had her baby.
Ooh, ooh, I'm sorry, who? Ooh,
Rihanna.
Oh.
And then Ed Sheeran announced the birth of his second baby girl.
Come on.
We love Ed Sheeran. Do you like Ed Sheeran?
I mean, I don't really know him very well as a person. I really like his music, though. I'm sure as a person, he's pleasant and genuine. He also could not be, and so I don't know.
But, like, do you enjoy his music thoroughly?
Yeah, I like his music. It's good.
We dodged a bullet there. But you're a Swiftie, too, right?
Of course.
Okay. We're about to...
Wow. I'm like an old school
Swiftie.
Moving on.
Pete Davidson is leaving SNL after 8 years.
Yeah, come on.
If you see the picture of like his first episode and his last, it's just like he's grown. Love growth.
It's weird because I just keep getting all these H&M ads on YouTube that are of him, and I guess like that's his new gig.
Yeah,
he's no longer an SNL guy, he's an H&M clothing model.
But I'm like, does it have to do with like him and Kim dating that he's like
leaving SNL?
Yeah, like,
or is it just that he's getting off of the sinking ship before it totally capsizes?
Or Kim's just like, you know what? You're too good for this.
Listen,
I'm in the conspiracy. I'm thick in it.
Oh, that's concerning.
You don't have TikTok conspiracy?
I don't have TikTok.
Cool. Next up, I feel 50-50 about this. So Riverdale is coming to an end. Their upcoming 7th season will be the last. Here's the thing. After like the 3rd season, I was like, what's going on here? And then I really tried to truck along. But after, I think the 6th season, I was like, yeah, I'm going to give up. But in the beginning, they started
out. You made it all the way through 6 seasons before you decided to give up?
Because I just love the characters.
Oh, baloney. The characters are so shallow, underdeveloped. They're just pretty people, okay?
Okay.
At me. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
And you may love Riverdale.
It is okay. A little tough.
Because all of us are different, and that difference is good.
We can't all be alike. That's why the body of Christ exists.
Come on. If everybody was the same, we wouldn't have unity, we'd have uniformity. In order for there to be unity, there has to be diversity. Quote me. Actually, please don't. Don't quote me.
Anyways, I'm kind of sad, but like, it's time to move on, right?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this keeps getting brought up because it's still happening. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard case continues. His lawyers are accusing Amber of manipulating abuse photos. It is so tough. It honestly breaks my heart.
Why?
But it just breaks my heart because it's just like, can we just come to a conclusion and people be honest? Like, if everyone was truthful in the world, it would be so much easier. So, moral of the story, hashtag be honest.
All right. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, talks about how important it is for our yes to be yes and our no to be no.
Yep.
Meaning that we should be defined by truth telling, not fact twisting or story spinning.
Come on.
Because the more that we do that, the more unnecessary conflict that gets created. And I think this whole situation with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp is a really good example of what happens when we allow What I'm going to say is going to sound harsh, but I hope that you'll go with me. But it's what happens when we allow sin to dominate our relationships rather than grace. And I think at any point in this situation, things could have been different. Now, that doesn't mean that they wouldn't still have to go to trial and deal with their differences.
Yeah.
But I think even as us, as onlookers on the outside, watching all this happen in social media, what you're seeing is this natural human tendency to demonize one side and idolize the other side.
Yeah.
And I think as followers of Jesus, the wisest thing we can do is humanize every side.
Yeah.
Because every side includes human beings made in the image of God that are full of potential and also full of brokenness. And so instead of me heaping shame on this side or that side because my social media feed happens to be crafted in such a way that shows this person as the enemy and this person as the good one, I just want to do the best I can to have grace and empathy and compassion for all of them and do what I can to not fuel greater division, but actually work towards and pray for reconciliation.
Yeah, for sure. That is so good. All right, on to our student questions. Are you
student
ready?
Student questions!
Student questions! Student questions!
Student questions!
Here we go, here we go. This is my favorite part.
Student questions! Student
Where questions. We get to hear from you, the students. So as you're hearing these questions, if you think of something, put it in the comments so in our future episodes we could cover them. So here we go. Melly asked, how do I deal with lust as a Christian teen? That's a good question.
Great question. Brittany?
Okay, you're just looking at me. I was like, okay, go, go. Oh my gosh, yeah. So here's the thing. If you're a Christian, then you are following the way. You are following Jesus. You are following his truth. So when you are reading in your Bible, you know that you need to guard your heart. You know that you need to seek Jesus first above all things. Now, when you do these things, that doesn't mean that you're going to live the most perfect life. You're going to walk in truth all the time because we still live in a sin-filled world.
Come on.
So as followers of Christ, I think we just need to guard our hearts with everything that we have. And that's right. Just doesn't mean like, okay, I'm going to guard my heart and like hope it all works out. No, if you need to download special apps that close down those ads or websites or whatever, download them. If you need to have restrictions put on your phone, if you need to have an accountability partner, seek those things out because you can't just say, oh, I'm just going to flee from this sin and not do anything about it. You need to have safeguards up as long as guarding your heart with the powerful word of Jesus.
That's great. One of the things I think is helpful in the conversation around lust is actually understanding what lust is and what it isn't. Now, we would say that attraction and lust are different things. To say that, wow, that person is really attractive, that's not the same thing as lust.
Yeah.
Lust is when we make the decision to place our desires over someone else's dignity. Mm. It's when we stop seeing people as people to be loved and instead they're objects for our pleasure. It's to objectify another person.
Yeah.
This is why pornography can be so harmful because it actually trains us to see other people as objects for our pleasure rather than human beings made in the image of God. And so my advice is old school, like youth ministry advice that has been around from the beginning of time, probably. And it is to bounce your eyes. So if you find yourself walking down the street or scrolling through social media and you see something where you realize, if I keep looking, I'm gonna start to lust, then just bounce your eyes, right? Look at something different. Maybe say a quick prayer for that person and ask God to bless them because it's really hard to lust after someone if you're praying for them. So that's a thought. I think what oftentimes happens is when we let our eyes linger, that's when it turns into lust.
Yeah.
When I continually bring my attention back to that person, over time, that's when we start making the choice to see them as someone who their physical appearance is meant to meet my sexual desires. And that is not at all God's intention.
Yeah.
And so I think what Brittany said is brilliant. Guard your heart. Make sure that you fill yourself up with what is good and true and beautiful and protect yourself from negative influences. And then when you find yourself starting to look at somebody that maybe is really attractive, don't linger. Instead, bounce your eyes.
Yeah. All right. Our next question says, can you give advice?
Student question.
Can we get that as a sound blip for like when we do future videos, I'm saying?
Come on. Hi. Come on. Remember
yes,
that one?
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Our next student question says, can you give advice on how to have peace? Where can we receive peace?
Ooh,
so if you think that it's in the world, if you think that it's in TikTok or your boyfriend or girlfriend, then I'm sorry, but you're wrong. The only...
Come on, Brittany, get him!
But you're wrong. The only place that you can receive peace is from the vine, from Jesus himself. And so, how to have peace is to be truly in the Word, to be truly like deep in your prayer time, to have that time in fellowship where you are just sinking yourself in peace. Like, you have to intentionally put yourself there. You're not going to be walking in sin or doing all the wrong things and just be like, okay, God, give me this peace. Like, it may happen, right, but you have to continually to seek peace every single day.
I'm going to teach you a quick prayer that I do whenever I find myself feeling a little bit overwhelmed or anxious.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this together. So I need you to join in with me. The way it's going to work is we're going to breathe in and we're going to breathe out. And so this hand motion is the signaling of the breathing in and breathing out. So as we
we're doing the things.
Breathe in, we pray, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Have mercy on me. Heavenly Father, speak to me. Holy Spirit, lead me. And so when I find myself in need of peace, I will just repeat that prayer three or four times with deep breaths in, deep breaths out. In my mind, I'm visualizing myself praying in peace and breathing out anxiety.
Yeah.
And so maybe if you find yourself in a situation where you're nervous, you're anxious, you're overwhelmed, try that prayer.
Yeah.
And then obviously make time with Jesus a part of your everyday routine, because we become like the people we spend time with. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So the more time we spend with him through worship, prayer, study, even in good Christian community, the more of his peace we'll be able to receive.
Yeah. So many good nuggets today.
Thank you.
We can just like take away. We got some hashtags. We got some prayer.
Ooh, yeah.
Come on, hashtags.
Really, those ones.
We got to do sound blip on the
Come on. Sound blippity blip.
Well, thank you so much, Culture Makers, for joining us
hashtag
for this
chicken
week's
chicken nuggets. Wait, hashtag
episode.
Culture nuggets.
We can't wait to see you next week for next week's episode. Make sure if you have any questions that you would like for us to cover, put them in the comment sections. We would love to answer them. So with that being said, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.